Let's continue exploring what the emotional body needs to either remain healthy or regain health. And one of those areas is forgiveness. Forgiveness is the ability to allow and deal with error and weakness in yourself and others. It is a way to give up resentment and work through offenses resourcefully. Forgiveness has the power to heal every part of your being, spirit, mind, body, and emotions. Through the healing energy of forgiveness, your spirit finds compassion. Your mind thinks more positively. Your body can heal faster, and your emotions are freed to experience joy. Forgiveness has the potential of soothing uncomfortable feelings between people, reuniting broken relationships, and creating new ones. Forgiveness can be experienced as warmth, releasing, and very empowering, and is something that comes out of your own free will. No one can force you to forgive anyone, not even yourself. The energy involved in forgiving is the same energy involved in being forgiven. We often want forgiveness, yet refuse to give it to others. If we cannot forgive others, then we cannot expect others to forgive us. Not forgiving is costly and painful. Not forgiving feeds negative energies that lead to grudges, hatred, revenge, and illness. It allows the hooks of those past actions to stay hooked deep within you, holding you back from living fully and completely. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by forgiving. Forgiving offenses can be difficult to do, yeah. Yet, we must for our own well-being. Offenses are typically negative, and any negative experience or memory has a potential of weakening the immune system in much the same way as chronic stress, and more so if the experience was traumatic. On a more personal level, when we offend, we experience guilt. Guilt is often experienced when you have done something you should not have done, or did not do something you should have done, and now you're suffering, or someone else is suffering because of that. The presence of guilt can break anyone's spirit and body through time and cause high levels of stress. The best cure for guilt is forgiveness. Holding on to resentment due to someone else's offenses can also lead to similar negative effects on the body. The automatic release of unnecessary chemicals into your system every time you think of the offense can have a damaging effect on your health through time. In a somewhat related way, I remember a story my father shared with me many, many years ago about a doctor who had a severe case of psoriasis. Every time the doctor thought about the psoriasis, it made him feel so badly. He had it all covered up. He wore long sleeves and his shirts were buttoned all the way up to the top so his patients wouldn't see how badly the psoriasis was. And my father asked him if there was ever a time he could remember when he didn't have psoriasis and he was happy in his life. And the doctor, upon reflecting on that question, said, "Yes, I remember being so happy and healthy the day I got married. I had just received myself as a doctor, and I was so, so happy about that. And I had married the woman of my dreams, and my life was so complete, and my health was very good. I did not have the psoriasis at the time." So my father asked him to reflect on that memory. Every time he saw the psoriasis, he was to take off his wedding band and hold it in his hand and contemplate on those wonderful, happy memories of having received himself as a medical doctor and finding and marrying the woman of his dreams. And sure enough, he did that. And it wasn't much long after he began to do that the psoriasis began to get cleared up to the point that it completely went away. In much the same way, Every time we think of what causes guilt in our lives, it causes so much release of chemistry into our system that in many situations, when we do have a health challenge, it only aggravates the health challenge instead of helping to correct the health challenge. And that is why it's so important to let go of the guilt, the anger, and the resentment. Remember, it is a forgiver that is freed in forgiving. Find the strength to rise above negative energies like anger, fear, resentment, hatred, vengeance, finger-pointing, suspicion, bitterness, and condemnation. Remind yourself not to get caught up in the negativity and do not get even with the offenders. That does not work. Do not stoop to that level. Rise above it and find the love instead to deal through the situation. Consider the offender's perspective. I know it's hard to do. And realize that people are doing the best they know how according to the resources, tools, and wisdom they have. You may have reacted the same way in a similar circumstance. Accept the fact that the action is past and that chapter of your life is closed. For the sake of your future, you must let go of the past, become wiser, and move forward. Forgiveness is necessary if you ever plan to live fully and happily again. And separate the offense from the offender. And in your heart and soul, release the offender. Let him or her go. Do this during a meditation. It's easier that way. And you build the courage to be able to do that if necessary in real life. Be open to the possibility of reconciling with the offender or those you have offended. And be strong should you come to realize that not everybody is as ready as you are. Nevertheless, forgive anyway. Do it for yourself. You deserve it. Dr. Joe McGillicuddy, by the way, has a wonderful piece on forgiveness. In fact, she'll be guiding you through a forgiveness exercise in the next CD. Something else the emotional body needs is love. Although invisible, love is one of the most powerful life-giving energies that exist. It is necessary for physical, mental, and spiritual health. Research shows time and time again that love enables us to experience joy and serenity, and that it contributes to better health and a longer life. Love comes with a feeling of acceptance, empathy, caring, and compassion. It is not physical in nature, yet all that is physical in nature can be profoundly impacted by love. All physical behaviors result in a far greater outcome when motivated by this wonderful energy we call love. Love and fear are at opposite ends of the spectrum. You cannot possibly live in fear and experience love. Become aware of what you are afraid of the most and start working towards overcoming those fears. Eliminate your fears one by one by acquiring the resources that will help you handle them effectively. As you acquire more and more resources, you will feel better about yourself and begin to experience self-love. When you overcome your fears and improve on the things that you don't like about yourself, you will begin to respect, admire, and appreciate and care for yourself to the point that you will begin to love yourself. It is then that you will enjoy a renewed sense of love for your loved ones, or attract into your living experience the true love of your life. In order to attract a love that is emotionally healthy and supportive, you need to love yourself in the same way likes attract. In many cases, when you reach the point that you truly have come to love, admire, appreciate, and respect yourself, you no longer have or feel a need to be in a romantic relationship. Oddly enough, that's when it happens. And it happens in the most beautiful, real, and fulfilling way. And the best way to incorporate all the needs that the emotional body requires to stay strong and healthy, such as being true to yourself, having a support system, learning to forgive, expressing your emotions, living with acceptance and love, is to internalize your attention. Any form of going within, whether through prayer, meditation, contemplation, or rest, will help you to touch base with your emotional needs. Going within has the wonderful benefits of helping to balance your emotions and feel all-around optimism. The connection between the mind and the body has the ability to convert negative attitudes and feelings into chemical toxins. These toxins are usually referred to as the stress hormones that are directly associated with so many different diseases. Anything and everything from aches, pains, insomnia, high blood pressure, arthritis, heart attacks, strokes, and even cancer have their roots in a person's ongoing unmanaged stress that is emotionally rooted. Through meditation, you're able to counteract the effects of stress on your body and mind, as well as enjoy the wonderful feelings that come from the endorphins being released in the process. Especially when you're upset, sad, depressed, or lonely, place yourself in a state of quiet contemplation and simply relax. Breathe deeply, and as you exhale, allow all the negative energies to leave your body with your every breath. Do this type of breathing until you are calm, relaxed, in control, and feeling better. Relaxation or meditation in any form for the purpose of having physical, mental, and emotional stability must be practiced daily. As you examine the needs of your emotional body, what needs attention? What areas do you need to work on? Notice what emotions are being stirred when you experience fear and/or anger in your life, because those emotions are your pathway to discovering what in you or what beliefs in you must be acknowledged and modified and restructured to new beliefs and will attract more of what you want into your living experience. Write down those areas or emotions as goals to work on and begin now.